Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Well, I think my dog's a Democrat.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. And find us by telling Alexa or Google Play to play KNSS Radio. Joining us now for our weekly update from the local Republican Party is Sedgwick County Party Chairman Dalton Glasscock. Dalton, thank you for joining us, my friend.
Hey, glad to be here. I have not heard that lead-in song in quite a while, so good choice.
My dog is a Democrat? Well, I figure we're, less than 24 hours from the filing deadline. It's time for us to gear up for election season, and there are plenty of Democrat dogs that we're going to have to be taking on here come November. So we're getting in the campaign mood.
Well, I almost forgot to even call in because we're ready and busy trying to file candidates right before the deadline. So thanks for the reminder text, and glad to be here tonight.
You're welcome for the reminder text. And yes, I have our precinct committee people forms, and we will get them dropped off before noon tomorrow. So,
great. You were my next call, John.
Okay. You just made it. You're good. So who are we talking about tonight? What races are we looking at?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about District 92, and that's John Carmichael versus Patrick McCormick.
John Carmichael and I can say the things like this because Dalton's, being diplomatic. John Carmichael, this is, for those of you who don't know, you've seen him on television. He's the one with always looks like he's got a lemon in his mouth, that he's sucking on a lemon. He's kind of got the mustache. He represents Riverside, the downtown Wichita area. He's an attorney, loves to hear himself talk. Dalton, if you want to hear about torture, you know what water torture is, right?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. My first 2 years in the legislature, every committee that I served on, I had to serve with John Carmichael. That's water torture.
I usually hear his long soliloquies, when they're having session late at night, when about midnight.
Yes.
It seems like those are his longest speeches, around midnight.
Yes, and you wonder why legislators fall asleep on the floor. It's because of John Carmichael and his long speeches. I didn't realize
a few times listening as well.
Trust me, nobody likes to hear their own voice as much as John Carmichael does. I didn't realize he had a Republican opponent, though. That's good news.
He does, and that's Patrick McCormick. Patrick is a former Highway Patrol officer, a great candidate. We're happy to get behind him, and he filed a couple weeks ago.
That's good news. I mean, because that district, back in the day, we used to live actually in Riverside area, and that district is about 30-30-30. It's not necessarily a heavily Democratic area. It's just that John has not really faced a challenge for a while that I'm aware of.
No, we had a great candidate. I believe it was in 2014 with Jeremy Alessi
down there. Yeah.
He worked hard, one of the hardest working candidates. And, I mean, we're expecting the same thing from Patrick McCormick as well, that he's going to get out there, talk to voters, and get in their ear as well. And so I feel like this is going to be a competitive district. You know, it's going to be a tough district, and we're going to need help in this district. But I feel it's something that we can pick up as well.
No, I think you're right. You know, the thing that I like about this and the effort, kudos to our candidates that are getting out there. It takes a lot to file. Trust me, you're exposing yourself to ridicule to the press. The Wichita Eagle is certainly not fans of Republicans up and down the ballot, unless they're, you know, Republicans in name only. And it takes a lot to file. I'm glad to see so many Republican candidates coming out so that there aren't a whole lot of uncontested races, because that's what we need. We need to make the Democrats have to fight for every district, every seat. And the more they're having to fight to keep a John Carmichael seat, that's more effort that they can't put to try and prevent Renee Erickson from winning her Senate race or some of these other seats that may be a little bit more contestable, you know?
100%. And be on the lookout for some good news. I'm not going to say it tonight because I don't want to jinx it. But at 12:01 p.m. tomorrow, give me a call, and I think I'll have some good news from you. It's unprecedented news. It's never happened in Central County. And so at 12:01, give me a call, and I'll be happy to tell you about it.
Oh, my. So what you're saying is there's some surprise filings going to drop tomorrow is what you're saying.
It's going to be a good Monday.
Good Monday. Very interesting. Okay, so we have a little tease there. I do. Next week, I will let my listeners know, coming up next Sunday, we're going to devote a whole section of the show to exploring the different races. We're going to talk to Blake Carpenter. Obviously, we'll have Dalton back on. But we want to go in depth on some of these races and talk about the candidates, talk about the different pros and cons and where we think folks really need to focus, because there are a lot of these races that are coming up that I think we do need to get out there and work on. Dalton, the Sedgwick County Republican Party, again, we talked about a little bit last week, but, you know, precinct elections are important. That filing deadline is noon tomorrow, correct?
Noon tomorrow. And if you have any questions before tomorrow, I'm going to be monitoring the email all night. You can email scrpchairman@gmail.com. That's Sedgwick County Republican Party, scrpchairman@gmail.com. I'll be able to reply to you. Again, 12:01. I'm a notary. If you need help, you know, notarizing, we can meet up beforehand. But we'd love to have new faces get involved in the party and just have new perspectives in the party as well.
We do. And, you know, it's important that we get, like I said earlier, it's important that we have challengers for as many races as possible. We just don't want to let Democrats have an open bite at the apple. If they're having to spend energy, resources, time, effort, and money defending every race, it's better for us. First off, it creates a dialogue. Let's have those conversations. And if nothing else, that's a positive. That's a benefit, so that at least the conversations are out there and our perspective, our party platform, is being discussed in areas that may not be discussed otherwise, so that those forums, they're just not hearing one side of the issue, correct? Right? I mean, I think that's half the battle.
Every voter in Sedgwick County needs a choice. There should be no race in Sedgwick County that's uncontested. And I believe, you know, some districts are harder for Republicans to win. Some districts are harder for Democrats to win. But as Republicans, we want to put our message out in every single district and let every single community in Sedgwick County know that we haven't forgot about them, that we're going to fight for their vote, and that we want them as part of the party as well.
No, I think you're right, although I would probably disagree with you in that I don't mind if the conservatives, you know, don't have to have an opponent. I mean, I would love that, but
hey,
but I'm biased. Did I lose you?
Oh, nope, I'm still here. Sorry.
Okay, good. No, I'm biased, so I'm a little prejudiced in that regard.
Who would have ever thought that you might be biased, John?
No, never. No, I just only slightly. Well, Dalton, if folks want to follow you, if they want to get in touch, we've got your contact information. I also know one of the things I want to remind people, we talked a little bit about it last week, is Ron Estes' campaign. He does have a primary, a general election opponent. So far, no primary for him. Congressman Estes is another one that we should just make sure, because the last thing we would want would be somebody sneaking up and trying to take out, you know, our congressman, our 4th District congressman. We're blessed to have such a good candidate there. That is one of the races as well that I think up and down the ballot, we just have to be mindful. Next Sunday, I think that's what we're going to look at, is we're going to take a look from the top of the ticket down and just see what we can look at, all right?
Yep, happy to do that.
Perfect. Thank you, Dalton. I appreciate you joining us this evening.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Thanks,
bye-bye,
brother. Stick around, because after the bottom of the hour break, Rachel Gressler from the Heritage Foundation is going to explain why the congressional Democrats felt that $3 trillion in quote-unquote stimulus money was a good idea at this time of the year after they've already spent $3 trillion. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!